such a pleasure to see you. I still have such fond memories of our trip to the Kingdom of Bahrain. His Majesty and I were reminiscing about the sword dance.
Exactly.
That you put on. It was spectacular. And you've got a, not only do you have a beautiful country, but you've got a prosperous country and a country that is a great friend of the United States. And it's such an honor to welcome you back here. We had a good discussion, and we'll continue our discussion over lunch on a variety of subjects. First, I do want to thank the Kingdom for sending an ambassador to Iraq. It's a very strong move that indicates a willingness to lead, as well as a willingness to send a signal that when a young democracy like Iraq is beginning to make, you know, progress, that it is important for the neighborhood to recognize that progress. And I really do want to thank you, Your Majesty, for that. We talked about security measures, the need to work together on joint security operations. I congratulated His Majesty on Bahrain's leadership of a joint task force that is enabling nations to learn how to work together in order to keep the peace. All in all, it's been what you'd expect, a visit that's cordial and comfortable and amongst friends. So, Your Majesty, welcome back, and thank you for coming.
Thank you. Thank you. I would like to thank the President for his kind invitation and his great support to Bahrain and to the stability and prosperity of our region. And concerning sending back ambassador and ambassador to Iraq, Iraq is an Arab state. Iraq is the founder of the Arab League, so it deserves all the support that it can get from other brother Arabs. And the discussion today focused on bilateral relations concerning the free trade agreement which we have signed, and concerning the energy as well, which yesterday was signed with the Secretary of State and our foreign minister. And we talked about security matters, which really are the most important issue for maintaining the development and the prosperity in our region. And I came all the way to thank the President for what he has done for Bahrain and for our region and for the whole world, stability and security in fighting terrorism and extremism. And we hope we achieve our common goals by having a stable world. So, thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Majesty. Thank you very much. Thank you.